Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 13, 2024. Practical work with intention. How can you practically work with intention when you receive corporeal pleasure? It does not matter whether I receive spiritual or corporeal pleasure, I must thank the Creator for it. Any pleasure can be clothed in the intention for the sake of bestowal. To do this, you need to analyze the pleasure received and surround it with your attitude toward the Creator and want to thank Him for the pleasure given to you. I understand that pleasure comes from the Creator and I want to accept it with blessing, in reflected light, that is, in my response to the Creator. And I feel how this brings me closer to the Creator. It is as if the Creator takes a step toward me, gives me pleasure, and I respond to Him with my grateful attitude, also take a step toward Him, and we become closer to each other. This means that I can now receive pleasure in the kelim of bestowal. The Creator dresses in corporeal clothes, because only in such low clothes are we still able to feel the pleasure given to us. The Creator is present in everything we enjoy, in a piece of bread, in sweet sugar, in a sip of water, in pleasant smells and sounds. The Creator clothes in all this, and that is why we notice different changes. When we unite and receive pleasure, we can bring contentment to the Creator. After all, it is He who, every moment and in every state, brings His light into every form of pleasure, unity, and mutual bestowal. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, February 28, 2024. Writings of Rabash. What is the work of man, in the work that is attributed to the Creator? Where will the river of life take us? Roman writes, I regularly watch your shows. They help me live, especially in these difficult times. But sometimes I am puzzled. I watched your video today about the four candles when all the candles go out, and only one remains, hope. And suddenly I hear in your response that one just needs to live through this day. What does it mean to live through? Right now, you know, it is not easy with work, money, life in general, and the age is not the same anymore, and illnesses. So, what lies behind this phrase that you keep repeating? You just need to live through it. Answer, you need to go with the flow of life as if you are in a boat, in a river, and it is carrying you somewhere, not onto rocks, not onto waterfalls, just the current carries you. That is how we should still look at life. And what else can I advise people who live in our time? You just need to keep going. Question, and at the same time, I know there is the current and there is the boat. Answer, there is the current, there is the boat, and there is me in the boat. And I have to agree that I am floating with the current. I cannot swim against the current. I cannot get out of this river anywhere. The only thing I can do is accept where the current takes me. Question, who is this answer directed to? Answer, to myself first and foremost. That is how a person should understand. Question, are my friends also in this boat? Answer, if you put it that way, then yes. We are all floating in the boat with the current of life, in the river of life. And it is best to understand that this is how it is. We survived through the day, we survived. Another day, once again. And so on and so forth. Question, so you are not in favor of making any plans? Answer, no. Those plans never come to fruition anyway, and we only worry about them. Question, so, are you concerned that we are heading toward disappointment? Answer, it depends on what goals we set for ourselves in life. Question, and still, what goals should we set? I am floating in this boat, do I want to reach somewhere or not? Answer, if you have such a goal. Question, if the goal is to reach somewhere, then. Answer, then yes. You should check it, is it worth it? Can you achieve that goal? If you can, then yes. And if not, then slowly row a little closer to it, but still calmly. Do not rush. Comment, This complicates things a bit. My response: why does it complicate things? Should we be striving? Comment: we are used to striving for a goal. We are used to pursuing a goal. My response: I do not think it is wise in our time. There are periods that carry you, and that is it. Question: so, in our words, there is none else beside him? Answer: yes. Question: and is that how I should live? Answer: the Creator still creates new conditions for us, and whether we wish it or not, we will still implement them, what he desires. Question: what does it mean to surrender to this? On one hand, it means giving up. Answer: no, agreeing with where the river of life is carrying us does not mean giving up. It means truly perceiving the flow of the river of life and moving along with it, understanding that you cannot go against it. There are no heroes who could go against the current. And yet, we might still wish to change something, but that something can only be very, very small in our lives. Question: where is the joy in this? We still want to be joyful. Answer: joy is not in creating something like throwing myself into the water and starting to block the river, and so on. Joy is in finding special points of movement in my ordinary, simple life path and trying to move along them. Question: what do you mean? Special points, are they joyful points? Is that what you are saying? Answer: they can be joyful or sorrowful, nevertheless, we must go through them. Therefore, we need to accept life more as a flow. Question: still to nullify oneself, surrender to it. Like that? Answer: if you do not nullify yourself, it still does not mean anything. Question: but what about the fact that we get used to and found joy in it, to swim against the current, for example, to go against nature? Answer: that is your inner feeling. In reality, no one can go against it anyway. Question: we repeat with you more than once that a human nature is egoistic. And a person must somehow rise above his nature. Can you relate to this? Answer: yes. Rising above one's nature is precisely realizing that you are still floating with the current of the river. And still, you perhaps might want to get out of it, but you do not even know where or how, and who is waiting for you on the shore if you suddenly emerge from under the water with your boat, and so on. So, I do not know if that is wise. Question: do we need to know or at least have a premonition of what awaits us in the end? After all, rivers flow into the sea. Answer: you have to choose a goal that seems realistic to you and that aligns with your abilities, and try to achieve it somehow. So, we must somehow understand that we are leaving the river of life, getting out of it, and then somehow continuing to sail on. Question: so, these milestones of stops should be along the way? Answer: yes, but frankly, in the end everyone, even if during their life they aspire to become a revolutionary in something and so on, ultimately agrees that this is life and it ends with death, and then, what will be. Comment: it does not sound very optimistic, of course. My response: why doesn't it sound very optimistic? Comment: still, we want to set goals, not that necessarily we defeat death, but at least internally, within ourselves, you know. My response: on the contrary. When you agree with this, you acquire a special tranquility and a special perception of life, and you perceive it realistically. I am not talking about death. I am talking about really perceiving this flow. Question: but I will ask again. If those engaged in our science are in this boat, and let's say it has been many years, should their behavior be the same? What do you think? Answer: their behavior should be as they, like any person, strive toward their goal. Comment: so if the goal is to rise above one's nature? My response: if the goal is to rise above one's nature, then it is with you in the boat. You should not jump anywhere and swim to the shore. You should not shout, "Hey, who is there on the shore?" There might be someone. You do not have to call anything to yourself. It all depends on your mood, your attitude toward what you are sailing through. And in the end, You enter into another dimension. Question: how does this happen? How am I pulled out of my nature? I am just sailing in the boat, with our idea. Answer: you are not pulled out, you are not going anywhere. Simply, the illusion in which you existed is gradually replaced by another, a third, and so on. Comment: and I no longer pay attention, like Roman writes here that life is hard, age, illnesses. My response: no, no, no. I am no longer interested in that. I am already thinking about how I will calmly live through this and then enter into a new life. Question: how can you deal with this? With this life which overwhelms, with illnesses, sufferings? Answer: the best thing is to surrender to it and not resist. Because resistance will not give anything, and we know that. Everything around us goes through such stages and ends similarly. Treat both life and death kindly. Question: and is this called also treating the Creator the same way? Answer: yes, agree with Him, with what He has done, with what He has done to us, placed us within certain boundaries, and given us such a vector of development. Question: when it is said that everyone has their own path, what does it mean? Their own path to the Creator? Answer: yes, nothing else. And there is nothing particularly new here except relative to the individual. Question: so, each person has their own path to the Creator? Answer: yes, if a person understands this, then it is called that they have gained wisdom. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, January 11, 2024. Overcoming difficulties. Question: in everyday life, when we encounter difficulties and realize that we have no strength to overcome them, we stop making efforts. But in Kabbalah, on the contrary, the more a person goes through difficulties, the stronger he gets. This is part of the path. But how can one avoid falling into this strange philosophy that if things are difficult, it means they are good? Answer: no one says that difficult is good. Nobody welcomes difficulties. What for? To show that I am a hero and fight with windmills? That I am Don Quixote you can laugh at? I want to reach the goal. If I need to make an effort, I will. Because I look at difficulties as help, thanks to which I grow. After all, movement toward the goal can only be to the extent of my spiritual growth. That is why I need obstacles. They are like problems that a school child solves in class. In spiritual work, we solve problems so that each of the difficulties creates a completely new perception and feeling of the world in us. In principle, these are not even difficulties, but learning, adaptation, and enrichment with new things. This is how everything happens in science and other fields of knowledge. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Overcoming Difficulties, January 5, 2012. How to find oneself and not go mad. The main goal of a person is to find himself. Only a few succeed. Everyone else is too lazy or cowardly to follow this path over the abyss. But the one who walked along it receives real life as a reward, and not a drab existence, Eric Maria remark. Question: why does it take courage to find oneself? And he also says that it is like crossing over an abyss. Why is finding oneself such a drama? Answer: because you must constantly build yourself, truly stabilize yourself like a tightrope walker over the abyss. Question: so you are balancing, then what does falling into the abyss mean? Answer: disagreeing with the Creator. Question: so is this whole passage about agreeing with the Creator in everything? Is that the little rope? Answer: yes. Question: where does it lead? Answer: to nowhere. Are you looking for a reward now? Comment: we keep bumping into that all the time. My response: no, there is nothing to bump into here. All of this should have been broken a long time ago and thrown into that abyss. Question: I see. So, I am walking over the abyss to nowhere. And this is called finding oneself? Answer, yes. Finding oneself means to truly reveal one's nature in full and smile at it. Question, is this called crossing over the abyss? And this is how I find myself? Answer, I do not know if I should say I find myself. I am not for the idea that a person should feel like he is winning something. He does not win anything. Question, then what are we living for? I always want to get something. Answer, how do you consider yourself better than an animal? You do not question their lives. So do not question yours either. Question, so should I abandon all hope and live like this? What is I? Answer, I is that in me that constantly seeks the meaning of life. And that is our life. Question, the search for the meaning of life? Answer, yes. Question, will we ever find it? Answer, I think it will reveal itself to us all, to absolutely everyone. But not in this world, not in this existence. It is absolutely impossible to realize, grasp, or reveal the meaning of life in our world. Question, but we still have to cross over the abyss? Answer, yes. Question, so, I am walking over the abyss and I know that it is not now, it is not here, and it is unknown what I will get, but I keep walking and walking? Answer, yes. Question, will I ever get something? You said, it will reveal itself. Answer, you will, definitely. Comment, it is not easy. My response, do not say it is not easy or easy. It depends on how you relate to all of this. If you see the Creator, life, and so on in front of you, then you just walk, and you still want to understand what is given to you, why, what for, and how? Question, so, all the time you seem to be saying this, do not wish for anything, do not have a desire to get something, but just go. That is how you live, just go. Can you live like that? Answer, yes, you can live like that. Question, you keep walking and walking. Is this what life is? Answer, yes. It is easier if you do not ask, harder if you ask. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 18, 2023. Eternal state. Question, you say that people treat each other poorly, don't help each other, etc. What is the right way to behave? Answer, until you see the entire system of creation as a whole, nothing will help. You must see it. At the very least, try to conceptualize it according to scientists' opinions. Suppose you don't see a radiation field, but you fear it. What if I am being exposed to radiation? It's the same here. This needs to be taught. This is the basis for the integral upbringing and education that we are developing for everyone in the world, so that people understand that they are in one integral sphere and completely depend on each other. Each one defines the others and thereby determine their own state. This is an eternal nature, not something temporary, to say, okay, I've lived like this, and I'll die like this, that's how I am. No, this is an eternal state, and you cannot escape from it. And you, in addition to this state, appear in your animal body, and it dies, appears, and dies. But you are forever included in this sphere, in this communication among everyone, as its special element, as a part of the system called Adam. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Effective Transaction of Wisdom, December 28, 2011. Incorporate into the desires of others. Question, you said that there is a certain futility in conveying information when you do not know the other person's desire. When asked how dissemination should work, you said, you must take a person's desire and wear it yourself, meaning, convey this information from your own experience, and only then will it work. How do you do this? After all, each case is individual, and there is no such thing as a programmed response. Answer, I never have programmed responses because every time I communicate with someone, I connect with them and become included in their desires. First, I feel the entire system of creation, albeit at the level that I can perceive it. Just as a person feels our world, I feel the inner system of connection between everything, the place of that person, and my place within it. Based on this, contact occurs between us. It does not matter what they tell me or even what I tell them. What matters is that this contact is always aimed at reaching maximum connection and maximum integration of this person into the common system of creation. Suppose there is a particular individual element in front of me, and I connect him to the overall system precisely at the time I am communicating with them. This is what I do with each of my students. Then, if they continue this themselves, they become an independent element in this system and act within it. But their connection was initiated by me from my side. And they must continue from their side. So, each time I seem to give birth to them on some level, in some world, and then they must continue to live. Just as animals give birth to offspring and they are blind, unable to hold their heads up, crawl around their mother, so too must a human, who is even more helpless, try to survive, just like them. Question: You described the state of the student relative to you. How can a student do the same thing relative to someone else? Answer: People constantly do the same thing in their interactions with each other, but they don't see it, don't understand it, and of course, they operate at a much lower level. From CapTVs I got a call. Effective Transaction of Wisdom, December 28, 2011. Adapt to the spiritual system. Question: What does a person who does not perceive the spiritual system do? Answer: For this, we have courses where methods of incorporation into this system are studied. They give a person the opportunity to see the integral interconnection between all people. It is gradually approaching us, and we cannot escape from it. We have to get to know it, adapt it to ourselves or ourselves to it, otherwise it will be bad. This system manages us and governs the whole world, the fate of humanity. If we get acquainted with it and are able to interact with it as correctly as possible, a person will bring himself and the whole world to a perfect state. Everyone has the opportunity to imagine this picture in some, not yet sensory, but purely contemplative way. All kinds of clips, drawings, films, and articles have been created on this topic. All kinds of forums and practical classes are held so that a person gets an idea about this system, and then his integration into mutual connection with others occurs. He will feel how it breathes, how it works, how the entire surrounding world is within this system. From CapTVs I got a call. Leitman's Negative Properties, January 5, 2012. The Creator is always at the center of my picture. First, I have to imagine the Creator in the center of my picture. Some forces are acting on me, at the center of which is the Creator, and I direct all my actions, with which I want to respond to Him, at Him. The first condition is that there is none else besides Him, without which nothing will work, and He sends me all the states, no matter what I do. And that is why I have to answer Him. In every action, I count on the Creator. Only from the Creator do I receive awakening, what to do and in what form, and only to Him do I turn with a response, that is, what impression I want to evoke in the Creator by my action. And if I act all the time in this way, I am to my Beloved, and my Beloved is to me, then I will succeed very quickly. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 28, 2024. Writings of Rabash. What is the work of man, in the work that is attributed to the Creator?